And this is the Hometown Roll Call, and we are today with Doug Williams, the mayor of Lone Oak, Texas, east of Greenville. Doug, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's talk a little bit about the history of this town. Tell me the history of Lone Oak.
All right, sir, Mr. Dempsey, back in 1953, the town was established. There was some settlers came through, and they saw this big twin Lone Oak that was sitting out in the prairie, and they named the city after that. It was about 4 foot in diameter and a pretty majestic tree, and that's how they got the name.
You said 1853?
Yes, sir, 1853. The town was incorporated in 1890 with a vote of 45-44 on a special election. And it's kind of like the history of this town with our elections. They're pretty close all the time.
Incorporated many years later then.
Yes, sir. It was incorporated. The town actually didn't get become a city until in 1970 on the census, of the 1970 census.
Any chance that those Lone Oak trees still exist, or you know the location, the exact location where they did exist?
Well, that tree in particular, I don't believe still exists, but it's on the back side of our town off of Gladys Street is where the tree was found. Mm-hmm. But nobody knows if it still exists or not. We haven't seen it.
Okay. Sometimes those trees, it depends on the breed of the tree, but some trees live, you know, hundreds of years, so who knows?
Yes, sir.
Tell me about the economy of Lone Oak.
Okay, well, the economy has been kind of slow here, but we, as a town, the citizens and the city council we have been pushing for plans to grow here. I think we're really excited about some of the opportunities that we're looking at doing for this town. But as far as economy, it's a little slow, but it is growing. Mm-hmm. We have a cheese factory that's right up that just got built here.
Good.
And we're starting to see these people. In fact, the cheese factory came in last year, and it's been a pretty nice place for us.
And what's that called?
Wolf Pen Creek Cheese Factory.
Wolf Pen Creek Farm, I believe it's called. About the future of Lone Oak, what do you see as important to the future of Lone Oak?
Well, we want to try bring in some more businesses here. We in the November election of 2015, we passed the Economic Development Corporation tax that will help businesses around here to grow and bring in other businesses, or try to bring them in and bring this town to a more profitable for it, so that citizens can see what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. You have a lot of folks, I'm sure, who live in Lone Oak, may work in other cities, Greenville, Sulphur Springs, wherever it might be.
Yes, sir. A lot of people work for L3 out sure. in Greenville, and then most of the people do travel to other places to work.
Mm-hmm. Your school district here has a very good reputation, and it's a larger school district that you might imagine for a town this size.
Oh, yes. This school district is very well known. It's in fact, it's one of the top in the state for its size, and people are always trying to get into this town to go to the school. And my kids go there, and they enjoy it.
Yeah, good. Doug, Mayor Doug Williams, thanks for telling us about Lone Oak.
Well, thank you, and thank you for having me on.
Great. It's the Hometown Roll Call from Lone Oak with Mayor Doug Williams, and this is KETR 88.9. Listen for our next Hometown Roll Call from Emory on Wednesday, July 6th.